Happy birthday, Muhammad Ali, the champ, turned 65 today. He was once as breathtakingly fast, agile, and powerful as any boxer who's ever graced the ring. Muhammad Ali remains a legend despite the debilitating effects of Parkinson's disease. The man who once bellowed, "I am the greatest," now speaks in a whisper. The Ali Shuffle, once the prelude to thunderous 1-2 punches, is now seen only in vintage sports footage. Commentator Davis Miller wrote The Tao of Muhammad Ali in 1996. He's been a lifelong fan. When he was 22, he managed to arrange a dramatic encounter with the boxer.
I first met Muhammad Ali face-to-face in July 1975. At the suggestion of my friend Bobby, who is Ali trainer Angelo Dundee's nephew, I'd driven 700 miles to Deer Lake, Pennsylvania, where Ali was preparing for a world title defense. "I'll see if I can get you in the ring with him," Bobby'd said, teasing me. I was 22 years old, muscular and agile, and because of Ali's influence, I was a junior lightweight kickboxer. Tugging on red Everlast trunks I'd bought for this occasion, I heard him through dressing room walls, exhorting spectators who'd each paid $1 to watch him train. "I'll prove to the world that I am not only the greatest boxer of all times, I am the greatest martial artist." His was the most elemental voice I'd heard. It sounded huge, melodic, eternal. Ali was standing in the center of his ring when I stepped through the ropes. He introduced me to the crowd as a great karate master, an accolade I didn't merit, then pointed his gloved left fist at me and shouted, "You must be a fool to get in the ring with me. When I'm through, you're going to think you've been whooped by Bruce Lee. How's it feel knowing you're in the ring with the greatest of all times?" The bell rang. I tried to lever in a jab. His eyes were snappingly bright, his face beaming and round and open. He waited until my punch was a half inch from his nose and pulled his head straight back. I punched nothing but air and dreams. He took a seat on the second strand of ropes, where his head was level with mine, and beckoned me in with a brisk wave of gloves. I dug a round kick into his right kidney, felt his flesh conform to the shape of my shin, and rocketed from my crouch, blasting a spinning back fist, jab, left hook combination into the center of his jaw. The punches felt so good I smiled. People in the crowd oohed and aahed. He opened his eyes fried egg wide in feigned disbelief. For 2 week-long seconds I was flying. Then he came off the ropes and squashed me with one fly swatter jab. I saw the punch coming, tried to move away and couldn't. It was that fast. The back of my head bounced off my shoulders. The spectators sounded way, way off. My legs went to soup beneath me. He knew I was hurt, and he stepped back. Then his eyes went kind. He slid an arm around my shoulders. We exchanged hugs, and it was over. But I'd accomplished something I'd never, yet always, believed I'd have the opportunity to do. I had boxed with Muhammad Ali. As we left the ring together, my childhood hero spoke softly, gently, almost purring. "You're fast, and you sure can hit to be so little." He may as well have said he was adopting me. I began to quake. My insides danced. But I stayed composed long enough to say the one thing I hoped would impress him most. With confidence I'd learned from watching him on television and hearing him on the radio countless times, I said simply, "I know."
Writer Davis Miller lives in the mountains of North Carolina. He's the author of The Tao of Muhammad Ali and The Zen of Muhammad Ali.